welcome to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller. The shelves are crowded these days with hundreds of different craft beers of every style. Unless you're looking for something specific, how do you decide what to buy? Well, the label probably will have something to do with it. Craft beer labels are all over the place, from clean and simple to detailed works of art, some more successful than others. Derek Schmidt, brewer at Wooden Legs Brewing of Brookings, is also a trained graphic artist. Derek, is there a craft beer label that immediately comes to mind that's really outstanding?
When I think of kind of one of the most iconic labels for a craft beer, I think kind of like the Stone Ruination style of beers. And that comes kind of from their very simplistic but kind of just graphically focused style. It's just, you got that giant demon creature, whatever the mascot that is for their beers. But it just, it's not too busy, but it's just, you can recognize that beer. You just know that that's a Stone's style beer whenever you see just that logo with that kind of demon figure on there.
Angela Yaney is the assistant general manager at Wooden Legs and a certified Cicerone. She points to a Chicago area brewery.
Three Floyds has those like crazy metallic out there, like colorful labels that I just love. And then they're also like shiny and solid. I don't know. It seems like they would be really, really expensive to put on beers, but they're very eye-catching, so.
I totally forgot about that. Yeah. Great call.
I got some Gumball Head in my fridge right now, and I just love these. Kind of like a crayon drawing, mm-hmm. but it's very eye-catching and colorful and metallic.
I know, I've purchased beer based solely on the label art. How about you?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, I mean, aside from knowing the big names when I first started getting into craft beer, I think that a lot of people do that too. They just hear about a beer like Pliny the Elder or something like that, Heady Topper, those big name ones. They're like, oh, I have to get my hands on that. At that point, the labels don't really matter because there's all this talk and you've heard it's a great beer and you just want to try it. But I mean, if you're just aimlessly walking around in a liquor store in Wisconsin and you've got just hundreds of thousands of labels in your face, like, there are going to be ones that stick out definitely more than others. And I have been one of those people that's been like, ooh, this definitely looks way more interesting than this one.
Because you can look at craft beers and be like, well, this one just kind of looks boring. I don't know if I'll expect something fun or interesting from that beer. Well, this label from these guys, like, I enjoy taking this one in. It kind of gives a reflection of what their personality might be. And if that kind of matches up with me, that might give me a bit more of an inclination to buy that beer.
Derek says he always looks closely at beer labels and branding.
And in an industry like craft beer, it's pretty volatile. People are always looking for the next new and interesting thing. So branding is also a part of that. And just kind of being smart with how you should market your beer towards people with what you are putting on the label.
More Beer Untapped right after this.
My body's empty as these beer cans. As empty as these beer cans.
Welcome back to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller as we talk craft beer label art and design. There are a couple of area brands that specialize in quite artistic labels. Twin Cities-based Surly Brewing has very distinctive cans, but it's their large-sized bottles where they really let loose.
I actually have been starting a bomber collection of lately, and Surly bombers have always been sort of the pinnacle of creativity with beer labels and etchings, engravings. They really make a point to make the bottles of the beer a piece of artwork, and that's something I am really excited about with those kind of beers, and make me want to purchase them, collect them, keep them, trade them.
Yeah, I think for their darkness, they hold a contest every year.
Mm-hmm. Darkness, and then they're numbered like 9-10.
Right, the annual
yep,
series.
Those are always very interesting, always local artists, and always very high quality work. It's amazing what some people can do, and it really just kind of says, hey, you can push the envelope with these things.
Closer to home, Derek likes what a Sioux Falls brewery is doing.
I'm really into what Hydra are doing down in Sioux Falls, and now their theme is a bit more of a they're like a death metal brewery, I'd say. They hire an artist out of Minneapolis, I know, and he just does these tremendous, almost like woodcut murals, just intense detail and sketching of, you've got like, it's like
kind of dark fantasy. Dragons.
Old, like, headless horsemen, zombie. It's just all sorts of, and it's just all very visceral. And I love that amount of detail in artwork.
The folks at Wooden Legs are getting a first-hand look at the process. Their very first bottles of beer went down the line just last week. Should be in stores anytime. Angela says it's no easy task.
Now knowing what goes into a label and what goes into just bottling a beer, it's insane how complicated it is and how much work it is.
But. Yeah, we're learning firsthand how tough it is to create artwork for bottles and cans and boxes and crates and all anything to carry a beer. It's just an intense amount of patience and work and revisiting.
Derek hopes they can also do some fun stuff with some future limited edition releases.
Putting special artwork on special limited releases at some point, because I think that's a very fun part of craft beer and part of the culture of craft beer.
Finally today, a couple of events coming up at Wooden Legs you need to check out.
And on the 14th, we're going to be having a kind of an ice cream happy hour. We've got some ice cream pints here. I'm making a bunch of root beer, and we're going to have pints of beer. So I invite people to come and check that out.
Don't miss that on the 14th. Then on Saturday the 16th, it's Pancakes, free will donation, blue and gold pancakes for SDSU game day starting at 9 a.m. That's it for this week's show. Until next time, drink local and drink responsibly.